Lord, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity to speak to my family and your family. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your love. And Father, I just speak to every physical body in this room and everybody watching, and I command everybody healed in Jesus' name. And I command any emotional hurt to be healed in Jesus' name. Any hurt of any kind. I command every organ and every body to function exactly as you originally designed it to do. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Let's see if I go for an hour and a half again like I did last time.
Go for two.
Go for two? Oh my goodness. I don't know about that. I gotta sleep too. Well, I've been trying to get used to hearing what he wants me to say when Pastor asks me to do these. Because Pastor will usually ask me weeks in advance, so I'll start preparing something and what I think I'm hearing, and then it'll change, and then it'll change again and again. Just keeps changing as I get closer and closer. For about a month, I was getting something prepared about the four diversities of tongues. I was going to teach on that. A little over a week ago, he changed it. And the diversities of tongues, I knew that was more me, because I hadn't heard anything from the Lord yet. So it was kind of like my fallback, my backup. So he told me what he wanted me to talk about. It's simple. It's just an encouragement, reminder. I have a lot of notes, but that's me being overprepared. So I'm just going to read through them kind of like a teaching letter. And so we shouldn't be here that long, but I don't know how that goes. That's what I thought last time. I thought I would just read through this and this won't take too long, but it took a long time. Yeah, I have a clock right in front of my face. You'd think I wouldn't, mess this up. Okay, so first of all, I want to say Homer Service Sunday was really good. Go back and watch that. That was really good. If you're not walking in love and you're still walking in ought after that service, something might be wrong with you. I'm kidding. You're a chicken. I'm kidding. When it comes to, unforgiveness and things, there's people in different places. I was thinking about this today. How there's people that flat out disagree with everything Homer said Sunday. And they're like, no, that's not me. I don't have to forgive this person. And then there's people that agreed with everything he said, but the hurt was so bad, or they held on to the hurt so long that it's become a stronghold, that even though they agreed with Homer, they can't just let it go because they agree with him. So in those cases, you got to do what Gary Carpenter did. You got to pray for those people. Pray for them and bless them. And even do that because that's biblical. Pray for those who despitefully use you. But also ask the Holy Spirit if there's anything else that he'd have you do to help, forgive them. And if you come to a place where you go in your prayer closet and you ask the Holy Spirit, like, okay, show me what you want me to do to forgive him, that's a big step. You've already made a huge step. And he'll show you what to do. So that was just something I was thinking about after Homer's message Sunday. Today's message, I'm just going to tell you what I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to keep you guessing. It's kind of a spin on keep the four legs of the table the same length. So our four limbs, five keys, I'll list them off for you. Meditation of the word, private worship, speaking the word, praying in tongues, and fasting. So I like to keep them in five, keep the decreeing and the speaking the word separate from meditation of the word. So this is just a spin off of that, and it's called Don't Skip Leg Day. So first, what we can do is turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4. We'll be in verse 7. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that is, that now is, and of that which is to come. And we know the word exercise is gymnazo, and it basically means to train physically. So Amplified says, but refuse and avoid irreverent legends, profane and impure, godless fictions, mere grandmother's tales, and silly myths. Express your disapproval of them. Train yourself toward godliness, keeping yourself spiritually fit. So we're just kind of going back and forth between physical training and spiritual training. That's what we're going to do. Let me finish that. I didn't finish the verse. Physical training is of some value, useful for a little, but godliness, spiritual training, is useful and of value in everything and in every way, for it holds promise for the present life and also for the life which is to come. So Paul uses physical training and spiritual training. He's making a correlation between the two. So what I did, this isn't scriptural, but I just did this for this teaching purposes. I correlated the different body muscle groups with the five keys just for this teaching purpose. So I put chest as meditation of the word, back muscles, private worship, arms, speaking the word, core, praying in tongues, and legs, fasting, because nobody likes fasting. But this isn't about fasting, because Robert today was like, are you going to teach about fasting? Because I told him it was called Don't Skip Leg Day. I'm like, yes and no. It's a good guess, and you can use Don't Skip Leg Day for fasting if you don't like fasting, but it's deeper than that. Okay, deep breath, calm down. All right, so let's talk about physical training, the different weekly schedules you can do. Here's just two examples. So Monday, you can do a 3-day full body split, which is just Monday, you do full body workout. Wednesday, do full body workout. Friday, do a full body workout. A more advanced way to do it is a 4-day upper-lower split. So Monday, you would do upper body, leg. Tuesday, do legs. Thursday, do upper body again. And then Friday, do legs again. So the common theme here is that you try to hit every muscle group at least once a week. A common thing in the working out exercise community is don't skip leg day, because nobody likes leg day. Why don't people like leg day? Some people like leg day. Miss Rosie likes leg day. So some people like leg day. And I knew people that liked leg day. It's just a common thing that a lot of people don't like leg day. So glutes and quads are the two biggest muscles in the body. They demand more energy, oxygen, and overall effort compared to the smaller upper bottom body muscles. So that's why we don't like, working out legs as much. It just takes more effort. So say this with me, don't skip leg day. So I have it down here in Dave Roberson's funny voice. How does he do it? He goes, but Harry, which of the five keys is leg day? You might think it's fasting, which would be true if that's your weakest of the five keys. For this teaching today, the answer is leg day is whichever key that you do the least of, whichever one you're abandoning. Everyone has a different leg day in the spirit, but we'll talk more about that later. Back to the physical. Abandoning certain muscles can lead to aesthetic imbalance, which isn't important in the spirit. Those muscles can be more susceptible to injury, reduced strength and performance in those muscles. And let's see, what happens if we start to abandon one of the five keys? So this is just a few simple examples. So like the susceptible to injury, let's say we're doing all of the keys except praying in tongues, which we know is our inoculation against deception. Simply, we'll be more susceptible to be deceived. Reduce strength in those muscles. What's a spiritual application for that? We could be offendable. We could let the enemy beat us up and not fighting back. Lack of endurance. Getting bored of this path we're on. Getting burnt out. Leading us to seek out other secret spiritual formulas, watching cool viral ministries on TikTok and Instagram, slowly leaving our calling of revival in this region. And I put a side note here. You can leave our foundation in this church without leaving this church. You know what I mean? I'll just leave that there. In the physical, everyone and their brother has the secret fat loss pill, has the secret fat loss workout program and muscle gain. Oh, I got the muscle gain pill, you know. Everyone's selling that. Every church going viral on TikTok right now looks like they have the secret formula to love, church growth, and a resemblance of power. Just get back in the gym. Be consistent with every muscle group. We know what our gym is. We know what our, you know, muscle groups are. I listed them off for you. We can get bored of them, you know. We've been here for like 30 years. So I got more to say about that, but we'll keep going. Say with me, don't skip leg day. Thank you. All right, what if we pick only one muscle group to work out and abandon a bunch of others? Let's play around with this. All I need is worship. I don't think this will lead you to this. This might lead you to this thought process. I don't think praying in tongues is that important anymore. All I need is worship to grow in the love of God, which will lead me to my own revival. God will use you where you can. There have been many short-lived revivals, and God will use that as best as he can. But your revival will come with problems, or will be short-lasting. Could be weird, unbiblical, full of emotionalism, feathers, gold dusting, and female angels. That's a whole other teaching. Without the word and inoculation, you think all of that is God. So you leave out the word, you leave out praying in tongues, which is our inoculation against deception, and you think your revival is all good. You think all those gold feathers and dusting and all that's good because you don't have enough word in you, and you're just relying on worship. What about word only? No intimacy with God. You become very analytical, head knowledge puffed up, lack of love and compassion for others, and you love to debate with no love behind it. And your revival will be more like a conference for debaters. Say, don't skip leg day. Okay. Just a reminder, the five keys: meditation of the word, private worship, speaking the word, praying in tongues, and fasting. So the question is, what's your leg day? You got to ask yourself that. That's between you and the Holy Spirit. It doesn't even have to be one of these five keys. Maybe you're five-legged table is well-balanced. Maybe there's some slight disobedience to something he's asked you to do or stop doing. You've been ignoring it for weeks or months. Maybe that's your leg day. Obedience equals godliness. Exercise yourself unto godliness. If you're obeying the Holy Spirit, you're exercising yourself to godliness. We have to hit every muscle group throughout the week. Don't abandon any muscle groups. It's between you and the Holy Spirit what schedule you follow and how often you need to switch it up. In the natural, you may have a shoulder-focused few weeks or leg-focused few weeks. You don't abandon any of the other muscles, but you do more of one muscle group for a while. God may have you in a season of longer hours of private worship. Again, that doesn't mean you stop doing the other keys, but you're just doing more of one in that time. You have to follow the Holy Spirit in that. Let's talk about consistency. Create habits. People that go to the gym consistently, they're not looking in the mirror every day wondering why they don't look like Thor or Wonder Woman yet. They go because it's healthy for the physical body, and they know it's building them up. When we're doing the five keys, don't look at your circumstances every day and wonder why you don't see revival yet or why your bank account isn't full yet after 1 week of consistent prayer. But I put, however, in the spirit, we do live in the done before the done is done. So you don't do that in the physical. I mean, you can visualize, you know, the Thor body while you're doing that. But in the spirit, live in the done before the done is done. And that's in the most recent prophecy, be a living sacrifice and see what I will do. stay consistent, create spiritual habits. In the physical, people will take before and after pictures, you know, just to see the change over a period of time. If you stay consistent with these five keys and obedience to the Holy Spirit and don't skip your leg days, you will be looking back months and years later and see dramatic change in your life. Good news for us, God will redeem the time in the spirit. We have spiritual steroids. So you're not allowed to take, you shouldn't take steroids in the physical. But in the spirit, God will redeem the time. Will we get those spiritual steroids? So it doesn't have to take years, you know, in the spirit, but it will take years in the natural. It takes a long time to get a Thor body. Actually, it may never happen. That's genetics. This is a simple reminder teaching. I hope it's making sense. Hope I'm not. I mean, I know this is just my second teaching, and my voice shakes, and I look nervous, and I hope that doesn't make you uncomfortable. It always made me uncomfortable watching someone speak that I knew was nervous, and I just wasn't able to be chill through the service because I knew they were uncomfortable and it was making me uncomfortable. I'm going to get better at this over time. Thank you. Pastor's going to keep asking me to do this. I'm going to get better. So I just hope you're not uncomfortable. just enjoy yourself. Thank you. All right, let's talk about spiritual legs. There's lots of scripture examples, not lots, but there's a number of scripture examples talking about running and, you know, walking and not fainting. So in Isaiah 40:31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Leg day is important. Say, don't skip leg day. All right. 1 Corinthians 9:24 through 27. Can you turn there? Now I know what pastor means when you don't hear pages turning. It's hard to know if people are there or not. 1 Corinthians 9:24, 27. Thank you. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible, physical versus spiritual. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. Trainers, physical trainers, keep their bodies in subjection, consistent, healthy diet and exercise. Revivalists stay consistent in the five keys and obedience to the Holy Spirit. I want to read this most recent prophecy. I remember hearing it, but I didn't know it was pretty apt to tonight's message until just before church when I was sitting there reading it. It's called Be a Living Sacrifice and See What I Will Do, and it was given July 13th. Present your bodies a living sacrifice before me, says the Spirit of Grace, and see what I'll do. Try me. Prove me wherewith. See what I'll do. See if I'll not take you to experiences beyond your understanding and places of the penetration of my peace and grace and assurance. Live in the done before the done is done, says the Spirit of Grace. Live in the place of completion, and you'll find joy that'll usher you and take you by the hand. It'll wrap itself around your shoulders and squeeze you tight and usher you down the aisle of your deliverance and of your fulfillment of your miracle, says the Spirit of Grace. I have provided a way that was as sure as the end result, says the Spirit of Grace. The foundation that you're on is unshakable. The five keys, says the Spirit of Grace. Stay in this place. Do not quench the Spirit. Follow after those things that you've been taught by my Spirit, says the Spirit of Grace. Desire these things above all riches and all honor and all desires and all distractions in this life. Cleave to these things as one would cleave and desire the greatest desire of their heart. those things pull to you as if possession was beyond anything that you desired. And I'll come, I'll fulfill these longings. But I am to him who seeks me, and I am to her who comes after me. You'll not find these things. You'll not stumble on these things. They'll not come to get you. I'm asking you to come get them. Seek me, says the Lord, and I'll do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could think or ask as a spirit of grace. Don't skip leg day. Thank you. If we skip leg day, we will have weak legs, and we won't be able to have adequate endurance to make it to the end. We will run and might grow weary. We will walk and might faint. We might get bored and try to find an easier way. We'll start to wander, and we'll eventually realize there's no secret muscle-building pill, no secret teaching, no secret ministry. We are already on an unshakable foundation. Let's stay consistent with these five keys we've been taught, and keep obeying the Holy Spirit anytime he asks you to do something or stop doing something. And don't skip leg day.